Thailand's fishing industry relies on migrant labor. Rights groups and Western media have uncovered evidence of a brutal system of slavery utilizing trafficked workers. Min Min Chan from Myanmar claims that 8 years ago, at the age of 17, he was tricked by a recruiter and sold to a Thai fishing boat for little more than $600. He says for several years he toiled on the ship with little sleep, water, or food, and when he became seriously ill, the captain told him not to stop working.
I thought it was better to die by jumping into the water than to die by being tortured by these people. When I was about to jump, my friend grabbed me from behind and saved my life.
He later escaped and hid out on Indonesia's Ambon Island until this year, when he was repatriated by the International Organization for Migration. Such testimony has led to Thailand being listed among the worst violators of trafficking in persons. The U.S. State Department, in its annual report on the issue, cites surveys contending between 17% and 57% of those in Thailand's seafood industry work against their will. Those statistics are rejected by industry officials here, who question the sources and reliability of the data. The Thai Tuna Industry Association, formed last year, says it allows external verification to ensure workers are treated ethically. At a news conference, the coalition of Thailand's frozen shrimp industry stated there is no slavery involved in the shrimp supply chain. An industry leader, Panisuan Jamnarwet, asserts Thailand's prawns have been clean of exploitive labor for years. The former president of the Thai Frozen Foods Association says the industry cannot risk concealing damaging information.
Consumer perception, we have to work on it. We have to provide the truth. If we keep lying, sooner or later they'll discover, and now it'll be even worse than what's happening at the moment.
So you're confident that the information you're getting
Yes.
is truthful?
Yes.
The publicity is having an impact. Some major international retailers are dropping suppliers linked to the allegations of slavery. The overseas buyers are planning to work with non-governmental organizations to try to ensure that there is no forced labor in the supply chain. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.